The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Another round of Ask the Medical Experts. Jay Oliver here, your host each and every week. We delve into the great Peconic Bay Medical Center as far as what makes this medical institution what it is, which is absolutely incredible as far as the field of experts that we have on. No different today. We welcome in Nicholas Palamidesi, Associate Chair, Emergency Medicine, over at PBMC, the Peconic Bay Medical Center. We welcome in the good doctor. Sir, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Jay? Wonderful day.
Doing well, my friend. Let's get a little bit about yourself to the audience and what you do as the Associate Chair of Emergency Medicine over at the PBMC, my friend. Go ahead.
So I'm a Long Island kid. I was born and raised in Oceanside. And I spent my summers working on the beaches as a lifeguard from Lido West to Point Lookout, and then went down to Delaware for college, Brooklyn for med school, and then trained in Brooklyn. And after that, my wife and I, who's a local pediatrician, decided to come out to the East End about 14 years ago, and I've been at Peconic Bay ever since. As the associate chair of the emergency room at Peconic Bay, I still work in the emergency room pretty frequently. But at the same time, it allows me to kind of work behind the scenes, to work on all the ins and outs of an everyday patient visit to try to make it as efficient as possible and provide the best quality of care we can, constantly tweaking our process to make it even better. We also work closely with staffing models and all other stuff that's not very interesting, but just to really give that best care we can.
Excellent job right there. So let's get into what exactly Dr. Palamidesi Emergency Medicine is, and approximately how many patients does the emergency department of PBMC treat every year? Go ahead.
So emergency medicine is a specialty of medicine that really focuses on the rapid assessment of patients, the quick treatments and stabilization of all types of medical complaints. We treat everything from one-day-olds to over 100-year-olds. We're a little bit of a jack-of-all-trades. In some cases, we can provide definitive care, and then other cases, we determine what needs to be done next, what specialists need to be involved, what other hospitals need to be involved. And we've become the experts in that type of medicine. Peconic Bay, we're seeing about 39 to 40,000 patients a year through the emergency room. Last year, 2022, was our busiest summer that I've been at Peconic over the past 14 years. We saw a little bit over 40,000 patients.
Wow, 40,000 patients. That is amazing in itself. Talking emergency medicine with Dr. Nicholas Palamidesi, as medical experts. Are you seeing a trend that this number has gone up in recent years, Doc?
Yeah, I'd say I have a pretty good view of it being in the same institution for 14 years. We've seen a significant rise in our patient volume year over year, which I think has to do with a multitude of reasons. Being on the East End, we've definitely seen an influx in our population. Especially post-COVID, we had a lot of people move out here full-time who were just part-timers in the past, so that definitely increased our visits, as well as, you know, the population out here is slowly aging, and that's going to increase the need for medical care. So I think all those factors together, including that Peconic Bay has advanced so much over the past couple of years that we can now provide a lot more care at Peconic Bay Medical Center that was previously allocated to, you know, the city hospitals and more hospitals out west. But by bringing the experts and the quality of care to the East End, patients have been able to stay here.
Interesting stuff. So in essence, what is Peconic Bay actually doing to treat the drastic increase in residents maintain? You know, it's all about that patient experience, I would think. And it's all about trying to maintain that high quality experience for the residents of Suffolk. What are they doing about it?
So I think one of the things that Peconic Bay is doing and actively doing is that we're always trying to recruit the best providers in all of their different fields. At Peconic Bay, there's never a complacency, and we're constantly looking how we can add more services and higher quality care on a daily basis. In the emergency department specifically, we're growing our emergency department in with an expansion project that'll include about 9 to 10 extra critical care emergency department beds, and that will add on to our existing space in the emergency department. We're also always trying to find every ounce of space that we can utilize currently so that patients can have a comfortable private experience. We're also, we work on our staffing very frequently and always reassess how we allocate our staffing and bring in more staffing as necessary as our volume has increased.
Interesting there. As far as what's happening within the confines of the county. So basically, in reading, I was, PBMC, Doc, is a New York State designated stroke center. Can you explain to the audience what it all means as far as the residents of the county?
Sure. I think having a stroke center on the East End is super important because in stroke care, time is everything. So if patients can't get great local stroke care, that's going to cause worse outcomes for our local population. So at Peconic Bay, we provide an extremely high level of stroke care. We have a very rapid assessment of any case. And also, we also have the most active current treatments that are locally available and also available nationally. We make sure we're always ready to receive and recognize any of these patients with any signs and symptoms of stroke. All our staff members, our physicians, our nurses, all our techs have extra training in stroke care and stroke management on an annual basis. And we also... one of the benefits of Peconic with our stroke management is that we have access to all of Northwell's experts throughout the system via a telehealth system if we have any questions of more advanced or difficult cases. By having all these resources in one place and everybody always ready to receive them, we do multiple drills on it. We take care of these patients every day. It really allows us to provide the best possible care for any emergent stroke need.
And that's why, PBMC is in a class of its own. I'm going to try to get in one more before we take a break here. And I know that the Peconic Bay Medical Center doctor has also been named a level 3 trauma center. Let's get into the types of services as provided at level 3, if you can get into that for a second.
Yes, so this kind of also goes along with that stroke care, and that in trauma care, time is also extremely important. And it's again, very helpful to have a trauma center on the East End so that patients can get that rapid care and don't need these long transport times to bigger institutions out west. And by developing this level 3 trauma care, again, we make sure that we're always ready 24/7 with a team available for any traumatic condition that would need that expertise. Our trauma team consists of a board certified emergency physician, always on staff, trauma trained nurses that have extra training done annually in trauma, as well as we always have our trauma surgeons available 24/7, always within 30 minutes of the hospital that can come in at any time. We make sure that our operating rooms are always available, that if they're needed emergently, they can take patients up also 24/7 anytime. At Peconic, we have an extensive traumatic orthopedic section that can take care of a lot of the different traumatic orthopedic injuries that we see daily on the East End. But the most important thing we do is just the rapid evaluation, the rapid resuscitation and stabilization of our patients. That time component is so important. I know I've said it before, but that's why it's imperative that we bring these hospitals that are out East to this higher level that we can provide these services so that they don't need to go all the way out west to get them.
Yeah, it's so important. You know, the key word is timing here. I mean, timing is, to me, at least at the top of the list, because it can save lives every second, no question. Listen, we'll continue as far as this very interesting discussion with Dr. Nicholas Pelamidesi, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Chair of Emergency Medicine. It's part of the Ask the Medical Experts segment right here on LI News Radio, all regarding the fantastic Peconic Bay Medical Center. Stand by. Quick round of messages from our sponsors, and we will return. And we are back. Jay Oliver here, another round of Ask Medical Experts, each and every week, delving into the operations of the Peconic Bay Medical Center as far as how well they are run. And, of course, more importantly, really helping and treating the residents of Suffolk County. Dr. Nicholas Pelamidesi with us, Associate Chair. We're talking emergency medicine here, ladies and gentlemen. Doc, let's continue in conversation. As far as, you know, let's say we're talking about level three and everything else prior to the break. Let's say there is a patient that comes to the emergency department and they need to be transported to a level one, maybe a two trauma center. How does PBMC facilitate all this?
That's a great question. This is one of the benefits of being part of the Northwell Health System, is that we have access to such an extensive network of specialties and more hospitals with more advanced capabilities. And Northwell Health has its own centralized transfer center that we'll utilize in cases that we can't provide the definitive level of care that a patient would need. At the time that it's determined that we don't have the service or that it's best to transfer the patient out, we'll touch base with this Northwell Centralized Transfer Center, and they'll help us find the best place for the patient to go, the best specialty for the patient to be sent to, and also to make sure that the communication is seamless between our physicians at Peconic Bay and the physicians that'll be receiving the patient. Northwell also has the Sky Health program that allows us to transport patients further if necessary. And the benefit of using the helicopter, Peconic Bay has its own helicopter pad on the roof. And the benefits of using that helicopter is that it can provide ICU level care in the air. So the patient would still be getting the same amount of care they would be getting in the emergency room in the helicopter, and we can limit the transfer times to minutes as opposed to hours. So it's a great benefit to have for our patients on the East End.
And it's where that time factor comes in as far as the importance. It can save lives without question. How does the Peconic Bay Medical Center, Doctor, work with local first responders, and how important are their efforts in saving lives?
So we work very, very closely with the local responders. There's a broad network of local first responders in the East End. There's multiple ambulance agencies that we work with, and all of them, I can say without question, have such a high level of professionalism and ability to take care of patients. I'm always surprised at how well they care for these patients in the field. And I know we keep bringing up the time aspect, but in emergency medicine, that's an important thing. And to have that ability that our first responders can provide so quickly throughout the East End, it's really exceptional. We work very closely in the fact we do some education with some of the local agencies. We do medical oversight with some of the local agencies. But again, I can't tell you how lucky we are to have such a dedicated group that most of them volunteer their time to help their neighbors and their coworkers and their colleagues just to be the ones that are available to bring them to us when that needs to be done.
Teamwork is essential, especially in the medical field. How does the emergency department work with other departments within the hospital to coordinate the appropriate type of patient care?
So I think this is one of the really nice, great things about Peconic Bay. Peconic Bay has always been a community hospital, and we still are able to provide this level of intimacy and compassion that a community hospital can give to their patients. But at the same time, as we expand the hospital and come to offer these more advanced services, we still keep those core values. But now we're able to work with all our colleagues to provide this exceptional level of care on the East End that we never really had before. So we work very closely in the emergency room with our internal medicine colleagues, with our surgical colleagues, with our subspecialty colleagues, and even the non-local subspecialties within Northwell Health. And those community core values have persisted in those relationships. We have very close relationships with all these other services on both a professional and many times a personal level, so we can make sure that our patients are getting the best care. A lot of times when you look back and there are problems in cases, sometimes it's a communication issue. And in our institution and these relationships that we've developed over many years, I feel that that's more of a rarity. And the communication really is fantastic amongst the different departments.
Yeah, it certainly the communication is very key in all of this. You know, it's such a fascinating topic. Listeners right now, Doctor, where can they learn more about emergency medicine over at the Peconic Bay? Where would they go?
So the best place for them to go would be the Peconic Bay website. That's pbmchealth.org, where they can find out all the information they need to know.
That's excellent stuff. And, you know, you mentioned the team and everything else, but the management as far as the hospital is essential as well, I have to believe. No,
it's fantastic, and it gets better every year. I know I said this, but being there for so long, I've seen so many changes, and I can tell you without a doubt, the hospital has gotten so much better every year, and they're constantly trying to improve and make the institution even better to serve our population out here on the East End.
Yeah, very important. Did you find during the pandemic a lot of people kind of put things on hold, and you know now you're seeing a vast influx as far as patients are concerned?
Yeah, I think it's multifactorial in the fact that, one, there definitely was a delay in some medical care, and we're seeing more advanced disease than we did prior. But another thing for our population is just this huge influx of people and the aging. As patients are getting older, they're needing more health care. And that's really been, I think, what's been causing this increase in visits. Not only are our patients, we're seeing more patients, we're definitely seeing much sicker patients, which I think from what you said, Jay, could definitely be a significant contributor.
Excellent job talking with Dr. Nicholas Palamidesi, emergency medicine, Peconic Bay Medical Center. And as far as everything involved, teamwork, timing is essential. And, you know, safety of patients. I mean, that's really what it's all about at this point in time. But in essence, it's about trying to keep people safe, keep them alive in a timely manner, and everybody involved. And I'm talking about everybody involved in helping the cause. Are you happy as far as what the future looks like? It's going to be in play here as far as the PBMC in your department?
Yeah, Jay, I couldn't be happier. I think that with some of the advancements that we have coming and the construction projects that we have going on to develop the new section of the emergency room, the leadership changes that have come out to Peconic Bay's constant recruitment of some of the best minds in medicine, I really think it's just a great situation, and it's a great time to be at Peconic Bay. And again, I live locally. I live in this community. I enjoy taking care of people in my community. I think that it's imperative for Peconic to really continue to push to the next level because we have such an obligation to the East End.
Yeah. Being a community guy as yourself, you certainly can appreciate as far as everything about Long Island and helping people and whatnot here. And the Peconic Bay has been such a force from a medical standpoint. We can't say enough. Can't say enough to thank you for your presence here on Ask Medical Experts with Dr. Nicholas Palamidesi, emergency medicine, and all that it brings to the great PBMC. Doc, until next time, we thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Appreciate it all. And another round of Ask Medical Experts, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you again next Saturday. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.